Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Short draw fire grows to 30,500 acres. Evacuations continue as crew battles blazes. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The short draw fire continues to display active fire behavior fueled by challenging weather conditions. Updated mapping now shows the fire has burned 30,500 acres, though that number could change with infrared mapping. The fire, which is located in northern Campbell County and Montana, is experiencing issues because of the winds from the north pushing the fire to the south yesterday, according to the press release from the Campbell County Fire Department. With the forecasted winds, it's expected to continue growing. Containment remains at 0%, with fire crews focusing on protecting structures throughout the day yesterday. Strong winds from the north pushed the fire south, threatening properties in the borderline estates, Ranchettes area. Wyoming and Montana fire crews, supported by heavy equipment and aircraft, worked tirelessly to combat the flames, and the efforts continued through the night. A Type 3 incident management team from Montana will take command this morning as the fire is expected to grow with forecasted winds. Multiple outbuildings have been lost and damage assessments are ongoing. Evacuation orders were still in place as of last night, and residents in that area are urged to comply for their safety. We experienced cooler temperatures overnight and into this morning, which may aid firefighting efforts. Stage 1 fire restrictions remain in effect as dry vegetation continues to pose a high risk of ignition. Authorities are urging extreme caution. One civilian was hospitalized yesterday but has since been treated and released. No firefighter injuries have been reported. The cause of the short draw fire is still under investigation. Follow the Campbell County Fire Department Facebook page for more updates. Hageman introduces bill to combat fentanyl crisis. Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman has introduced new legislation aimed at tackling the deadly fentanyl epidemic sweeping across the U.S. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Fight Illicit Pill Presses Act will require pill presses to have the engraved serial numbers, making it easier for law enforcement to track the equipment used to produce counterfeit and fentanyl-laced pills back to drug cartels and traffickers. Hageman emphasized the urgency, stating, "The surge of fentanyl-laced pills is taking countless lives, and this bill will help law enforcement track down those responsible for spreading these lethal drugs." The bill is a bipartisan effort co-sponsored by representatives from New Mexico, South Carolina, Texas, and California. In the Senate, lawmakers from both sides of the aisle, including Senators Cornyn from Texas and Coons from Delaware, are pushing for its passage. Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw added that giving law enforcement better tools to trace pill presses will strengthen efforts to dismantle the counterfeit drug trade. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.